Okay, so we've been talking about the method for equalizing self and others, which is part of the bigger meditation of equalizing and exchanging self and others. So we've talked about 6 of the 9 points so far. And so those 6 points have all been looking on the relative, the level, the conventional level of things. Then the last 3 points have to do with the ultimate level. You know, so why there's no difference between friends, enemies, strangers, and ourselves and others. So first of all, the relationships change all the time. So this is more in terms of friends, enemies, and strangers, you know, that they can't be truly existent friends or enemies or strangers because the relationships change. And if things were truly existent, then whatever category somebody was first in, they would always be in that and they would never change. And you can see this is a problem with our mind, because as soon as we put somebody in one category, we make them permanent. And that's why we often have so many problems when our ideas about somebody change, or our relationship with them changes. Oh, here, let me just diverge for a minute, because I hear people sometimes talk about ending the relationship, okay? We've been in a relationship and I'm ending the relationship. And I thought about that for a long time, and we never end relationships. We only change relationships. So we have a relationship with every single sentient being in the whole universe, even though we don't know them in this life, even though we don't see them in this life. We still exist interdependent with them and in relationship with them. So saying I'm ending the relationship makes it sound like you never have any relationship ever, 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 ever again, you know. But that's impossible, because even you go to a mountain, you're still surrounded by sentient beings. So we just change relationships. Maybe people go more into the stranger category for a while, but we never end them. Are you getting what I mean? So, you know, if we understand that, then it helps us not get stuck in really negative emotions about somebody. I'm ending the relationship. I never care about them again. First of all, if you think like that, you've lost your bodhicitta, which is a big problem. Yeah. But also, it's completely wrong. You know, we just change. Closeness, distance, whatever it is. You know, everybody's been our parents, so. Yeah. Okay, so the fact of the changing relationships, let's not make them too concrete. Then second, if self and others were truly existent, the Buddha would see them that way. Okay? But the Buddha doesn't. Yeah. And if we were more the most important one in the universe, the Buddha would see that. You know, and the Buddha doesn't. So I know sentient beings are stupid because they don't see that. But can we say the Buddha is, because he doesn't realize we're the center of the universe? That one's not going to work, is it? Okay, so we can't say that, you know, self and others are that distinct, that I'm the most important one, if the Buddha, who is omniscient and knows everything directly, you know, both in its conventional status and its ultimate mode, doesn't see that. Okay, then we have to revise our idea. And then the third one, I love this one really hits me, is that the designation self and others is totally I mean, it's merely imputed, dependently imputed, like this side of the valley and that side of the valley. So when you're here, this is this side of the valley, that's that side of the valley. When you're over there, this side of the valley is there. The other side of the valley is here, there, here. I don't know, because you see here and there got changed around. Yeah, that's the whole point. Here and there got changed around. So in the same way, self and others depends on the perspective. Okay, so in relationship to you, you know, I'm self, you're other, but in relationship, but from your perspective, you're I and I'm other. And I remember when Tsokhum Rinpoche was teaching this and Alex was translating it, yeah? And Rinpoche was going back and forth between, you know, you're I and I'm you, and Alex got so tangled up in the translation. And then Rinpoche said to him, so you don't know if you're I or other, do you? You don't know if you're I or you, or you or me, or who you are anymore. You know, and that's the whole point. Yeah, that, you know, as soon as we give the word I, there's such baggage that comes with it. Yeah, that, and it's only because of the designation I, which happens to be given from the perspective of uno, sentient being. You know, only one is giving that label. Then the perspective of everybody else, I, is you out there. Yeah. Okay, but it's a validly labeled I, yeah, or a validly designated I, yeah. So I can't say that, you know, I'm the truly existent I, because, you know, and that you're truly existent other and therefore less important, because from your perspective, I is labeled independence on your body and mine, and other is labeled independence on this body and mine, okay? And if you really contemplate it for a long time, you know, I and you really become just that. They're just designations. They're just terms and concepts. And there's nothing there to back it up. Yeah. So this is very forceful when you really think deeply about it. Okay? So in that way, yeah, then we should equalize self and others. Even though we still think at the bottom we're more important. Which is why the next step is the disadvantages of self-centeredness. But we'll get to that next time. Shanti Deva doesn't let up on us.